Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show, and hey, Happy New Year. This has been my first show since we came back from the holidays, and I'm super excited about what the new year is going to bring. And as a lot of you know that follow the show, I'm very passionate about doing the radio show. I've been doing it for over 7 years, and I always felt as though God has been training me to use this platform unknowingly to learn more and to help spread the word in a lot of different ways. If you're a follower of Tough Talk Radio Network, you'll know that there's different shows weekly here, and on Thursday mornings I do a Christian radio show as well. So please make sure to check us out at toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can hit us up on social media. On Facebook, well, you can find me, Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio Network, as well as on Twitter and LinkedIn. We're always excited about bringing people to the show that are going to share what they're doing in their world and help others learn from it. Now, you know, in the new year, well, I guess people are still jotting down their resolutions or trying to find a piece of paper that they wrote them down on in the beginning of the year. And I think that's very common. I did that for a while. I think that's what we thought we were supposed to do. And then I put it down to one word so that it would make it easier for me than a whole sentence. You know, because by the end of February, we're usually on a different path than we were on the day we decided to write down the new things we were going to do this year. So being a business owner for almost 20 years, one of the things that I know is hard to do is be successful 100% of the time, maybe even 50% of the time. I don't know. Some days it just doesn't even seem like it's going to be an availability at all. So this year, as I watched on social media, a lot of people put down different things that they were going to do, whether it was a diet, fitness, self-help, all the different things. I decided to come up with a word. Now, last year and the year before, I used one word. I used the same word twice. I wanted to create freedom. I wanted to be able to create a way for me to be free, to do things and think things through differently, not have to do a certain task so that I could make enough money to make a certain payment of a bill coming in or a responsibility that I had. So I wanted to relieve myself of all that. Well, that wasn't real easy, and it still isn't. So what I decided this year my word was going to be was obedient. And if I could be obedient to the things in hand, to the Lord, to all the different things that I believe are necessary, okay, that I could capture things that I wanted to do, complete things that I wanted to get done, and focus on things that I thought were important. So here we are on the 6th day of January already, and I'm talking about obedience, and I can tell you at least 6 times a day in the last 6 days where I wasn't being obedient. I don't know, I think it's the mind of an entrepreneur, right? We have kind of like ADD, or we're focused on different things. So I wrote the word down big on a 3x5 card, and I placed it, monitor. And I placed it on my phone, and I have it everywhere as I can go to remind me to get back on track of being obedient in what I want to do. So one of my struggles on being obedient in my thing, and I think we're going to have help with that today from my first guest, is balance. A lot of times, as people, whether you're a business owner, a parent, corporate executive, an employee, a volunteer, balancing our lives is hard because we always seem to have this, well, I call it head trash, but it's this traffic that drives around in your head that you just can't control sometimes, and it causes you to be off balance. And you know, they always say take the first step, make sure that you're going to go in the right direction. But they never tell you to bring the second foot with you so when you land, you're balanced. So a lot of times we cause ourselves to be off balance trying to do what everyone says we should be doing. We have to know that for each one of us, it's a little bit different. I know that God created us all as superstars, but he gave us all a different gift, all a different talent. That's why I don't play on the NFL or in the NBA. Okay? So we all have different gifts, and we need to know what they are to use them. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror. Well, not sometimes, every day, folks. We need to look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves and find out what our weaknesses are and help grow on that process. So my first guest today is a lady by the name of Dr. Edwidge. I'm sorry, I hope I said her name right. And as I was talking to her pre-show, you know, I always ask people questions, and I'm always interviewing somebody, my wife says, but I was asking her where she's from and just talking to her. We have a lot of things in common. Have you ever noticed that when you take the time out to talk to people and ask them questions, how much you have in common with them? And the reason why I'm saying this is because we're not that much different. Successful people, non-successful people, happy people, depressed people, there's a lot of things that are similar. It's just some of the choices we make or some of the things we refuse to look at are keeping us from getting to where we need to be, what we were created to be. Where, you know, you can see that rainbow after the storm instead of high waters. So what I want to do is I want to take a break. I want to get my first guest up here quickly because I have so much I want to talk to her about and time goes fast. So I'm going to take one short commercial break and we'll be right back with my first guest. So stay tuned.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Okay, see, I promised it was going to be short. We're back already, and what I want to do is make sure to pronounce Dr. Edwidge's name properly. So without wasting any more time, I want to welcome Dr. Edwidge to the show. Doctor, am I saying your name correctly? I do apologize if I'm not.
Good morning, Tony. It's actually Edwige. So pronounce the W like a V. I know, crazy, but that's the French for you. Edwige.
Okay. I'm probably going to stick with doctor because
okay.
I don't know how I'm going to do that pretty often. So, but I'll try it out. I'll give it a couple more tries. And can you pronounce your last name for me?
Oh, okay. Well, you don't even have to say that, but it's Bang. See, that's easier than the first.
So, Edwing Bang?
No, Edwige. Edwige, yes.
All right. So, are you from France originally?
Father from Martinique, the French West Indies.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yep. So, you know, you and I, we had a little conversation before the show got started. And so I got to learn some things about you. But what I want to do is take a minute out and get the listeners to learn a little bit more about you. And so tell me where you're calling in from now and where you're from originally.
Okay. Well, I'm just outside Las Vegas in Henderson. Been here since 89 and actually grew up in South Jersey, a little town called Mays Landing on 5 acres in the middle of the woods down in South Jersey. So, yeah, that's where I am and where I'm from.
So The happiness that hit my ears when we were talking before the show started was I used to spend my summers, well, probably 10 miles from there on the same shoreline, and I grew up in Philadelphia area, which is over the bridge from New Jersey, and I also lived in Las Vegas 20 years ago, for 20 years, from 1980 to 2000, back when Henderson was, well, it was a lot different than
I know,
it is now.
Yeah, but it's big, so, it's beautiful. You know, and back when you were here, I actually was singing at the Motown Cafe in New York, New York. So you remember that casino in New York, New York? It's still there. And they had this really cool show called the Motown Cafe, which was really popular. And I was a singer in that show. So, you know, I left Jersey to pursue my dream of being a singer. And so during that time, back then, I got to perform at the 98 Super Bowl out in San Diego, I've performed out at New York at Madison Square Garden. So, you know, I'm pursuing one's dream. And, of course, life will have it that that's a part of purpose, right? But it will bring you on path when it's time to get back on to more of your spiritual work. And even though I saw a sign, I remember I was in third grade, you know, at church, because I grew up Catholic, where I saw a banner in church, and it said, "Those who sing, pray twice." And from that moment, I knew that I would sing. I just knew it. And so that's what I did for a living. And, yeah, then one faithful day in 04 is when that all changed, and I had my fork in the road, and it was time to get on that spiritual path. So it's a beautiful thing. But, yeah, Henderson is really nice. I still have rabbits coming into the backyard and all sorts of birds coming in the yard. So even though there's, a million people here now or more,
yeah,
it's still quite,
yeah,
it's still nice.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. And I still have a lot of relatives and family live out there as well. But so what I want to talk to you about is you were in New York and you mm-hmm. were singing and you went to Las Vegas. And I'm assuming it was to... to hit the Vegas shows, and is that what you started to pursue when you got there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, from childhood, that's all I ever wanted to do. And so, you know, I chose Las Vegas, one, because I got tired of the snow, and two, because I was a blackjack dealer in Atlantic City for a couple of years way back in the early 80s. I thought, well, if nothing else, I can always fall back on being a blackjack dealer because, well, they got enough casinos here. But I was fortunate enough to get here, and I started auditioning. And before I knew it, I was in all sorts of different shows and had my own band and did all of that for years and years. It's how I earned my living. So I was quite successful at it, which, you know, was a fulfilled dream. Yeah, I have magazine pictures of me in magazines. In the Inquirer, actually, with Tom Selleck opening a golf course. And there's a picture I have still in a magazine with Jamie Foxx and with Stevie Wonder and different celebrities of the day. So, yeah, fond memories, indeed.
Mm. You know, it's funny because I am in my office and I have, from working in the casinos for a long period of time, you know, a lot of pictures, autographed stuff from the different people that I met in Las Vegas, in Atlantic City, and throughout the state of Mississippi, opening up riverboats. And never did I realize that going through the casino career, you know, and basically I was just trying to win a casino, you know. So, but going through that led me to such a path to realize what my purpose was going down that trail. It wasn't to win a casino. It wasn't to suffer from making a lot of mistakes. It was to be able to learn to teach others how to overcome a lot of adversities that I put myself in trying to win casinos or having a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
So in your course of traveling to Las Vegas and being in the music industry, which is not an easy life, okay, it's tough, it's hard work, and hours aren't really convenient to, you know, to a lot of people. What took you out of that and into what you're doing now? And why was that choice made? Because of something that you were passionate about? It was your heart since you were a child. What happened that made you make that shift
to
a different way of healing
too.
People other than music?
Yeah, and music definitely heals one soul. So, okay, let me backtrack. When I was 12 years old, growing up in South Jersey, you know, on the 5 acres, it was nothing for me to see spirits. I would see ghosts all the time. And that was my beginning of knowing that I was a spiritual being and that we are more than what these appearances of being solid and physical really is. And I remember one morning in the wee hours, there was this different energy standing in my room looking at me. And when I opened my eyes, it was this beautiful being of light. And literally, Tony, out my bedroom window, I went flying in the stars, showing me the stars and the cosmos. I landed on a bridge, and then I dove into the depths of the ocean. And this particular being of light visited with me for about 6 years. And so I was being shown that there's so much more, right? So life happens, and again, you know, pursuing my singing, forgot all about this, quite honestly. And so now here I am, fast forward in Las Vegas, and in 2004, as I'm en route to a photo shoot, there is a high-speed chase going on, and so I pull over to the shoulder to get out of the way of the police, and one of them did not see me parked on the shoulder and rear-ended me at over 100 miles an hour. I went into the light, and I went into this beautiful holding space. It was golden white and just beautiful and peaceful. My life didn't flash before me, but in this space I heard, you are here to bring them into the light. And so I said, okay. And I guess upon the second impact on the car, I found myself back in the vehicle holding the steering wheel. I didn't even remember the accident. My mom was a passenger, and when I looked over at her, her seat had fallen back. And I said, Mom, why is your seat all the way back? And she said, dear, we were just in a car accident. I'm like, oh, okay. And from that moment, it turned everything on. So I started getting these visitations. I would imagine being embraced by this angel, opening your eyes and seeing this beautiful golden violet orb leaving your room. And so all of these different experiences started to happen where they would touch me and bring me off planet, and they started to teach me that I was here to be this bridge to help people to awaken. And they were waking, turning things on within me. So quite honestly, you know, I moved right into it because my soul was very happy waking up and having these experiences and being able to go off planet and seeing these divine beings and having these visitations and my third eye being opened. And so step by step, they were beginning to teach and show me, and I would hear inside voices and outside voices. I'll never forget, you know, along this path, why I wrote my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. That title came to me because literally, when I started hearing an outside voice for something simple. I mean, I remember one day waking up to make breakfast, and I'm opening the refrigerator, you know, and an outside voice says, no more meat. And so I became a vegetarian that day. So the guidance was there, I mean, on point at every step of the way. The guidance was there, and what a blessing that is. And I share that with everyone because we don't often all have it so clear. Right? But there are those signs of synchronicity that we have to begin to look for, and that's what I share in my book. And so, quite honestly, how do you say no to all of that when they're coming in your room and you can see these beings with your eyes open? It's like, okay, I am much more than my appearance, and so yes, I'm all for it, and now it makes sense why it was happening to me as a child. Let's bring it all together, and let's step into that purpose. And it's not like I have to absolutely give up singing. I love singing. And eventually I'll get back into the studio and do some recording of music that's uplifting and inspiring that comes from this work so that I get to still do what I love to do and be who I'm being called to be, right? So, yeah, that's how it all came about.
Okay, so the people that were hiring you to sing, when they reached out to you and you told them the story, how did they respond?
Well, so after the car accident, oh my goodness, you know, there was definitely pain and everything. And so I finished up those gigs, as they were. And at that point, I stopped taking gigs because I listened to Spirit, and Spirit was telling me to move on to do other things. And it's so interesting to me how this, I felt like I was on this yellow brick road, and the signs of synchronicity started showing up. And so before I knew it, I was on this path of healing my physical body. I had torn two discs in my neck and, you know, had now bulging disc in my lower back and was going through all sorts of different treatments. No surgery, but just chiropractor, after this treatment, after this injection. And so it was time to heal thyself. And so I was introduced to alkaline water, and I was introduced to a more holistic way of eating and supplements. And I thought, whoa, I want to share this with others. And I opened up a wellness center, and I opened up a wellness center in Henderson. I had it for about 3 years, and I educated myself, and then I started sharing that with more and more people. And then that's when I started reading all of these metaphysical things. And then I was guided to close the store and to go back to school and get my doctorate in metaphysics. And I'm like, okay, so I'm just following this yellow brick road, right? So I'm not singing then. I'm now in school getting this degree, and as I'm doing that, I am going to these workshops, and I remember a person approaching me saying, are you writing yet? And I said, no, I don't write. And a few months later, I'm at another workshop, and someone comes up to me and says, they want you to know you're loved. Are you writing yet? And I said, well, thank them for loving me. And no, I'm not writing. I don't write. And then a third time, I'm on the phone with someone that I was introduced to who happened to channel Archangel Michael. And Michael comes in and he says, it's within your blueprint. You are to write. And I said, what am I writing about? And he said, you will know. And that's when all of the experiences started happening. So it was step by step by step by step, all of these things falling into place. So I wasn't necessarily singing big gigs anymore because this was just taking up all of my time. And so I wound up getting my degree. Then in 6 months, as I'm working through my degree, I'm having all these experiences. So when I'm done and I have my degree, I'm like, okay, now they want me to write a book. Okay. So, of course, through synchronistic signs, the mentor that helped me go through the process of writing a book, since I never really wanted to do that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need some motivation here. So I found that person and mentored me, and I'm like, well, I give myself 6 months. I have all the experiences. Now let's sit down, you know, every day and work towards this book, and that's what I did. And then when that was done, the next step of more things turning on within me, my light body was in, and I was able to begin to go out and talk. I was able to go out and begin to do energy work on people, actually clearing, calibrating, raising vibrations, redoing DNA, you name it, lifting veils, all sorts of things began to happen as I was going out, again, through guidance to start my spiritual work. So it's been quite a journey.
So I know that some people might be rolling their eyes, and I'm going to tell you something that happened to me that when I first heard about holistic healing, you know, it's pretty funny how you and I don't know each other, but there's so many things that that we have in common. One of the things is at the age of 19, I was given a death sentence. I was diagnosed with Crohn's and said I wouldn't live to be 25. Well, I'll be 60 in June. I've had major surgeries, and the odds were always against me. I don't even believe I have Crohn's anymore. But along the way, what I found out was the medical field did not have enough knowledge or was willing to acknowledge that they didn't have enough knowledge to work on what needed to be done for me. And so I got into holistic healing. I've been drinking alkaline water for almost 8 years now. And food is important. But one of the things that I learned is that stuff that I thought was like, you know, hokey pokey witchcraft stuff, you know, EFT and holistic healing and vibration, and it really works. It really, really works. So there's people out there that are listening to this interview, the reason why you might not believe this is because you've never been in a life-threatening situation where you had to no other choice but to try anything and everything. And in our world today, thankfully, it's going in that direction where what you're doing has become more popular. There's a lot of chiropractors that don't even crack bones anymore. They just do different types of healing like this. And I've had crystals, reflexology, EFT. I've had all kinds of stuff. And as I mentioned, I was desperate to try anything because I wanted to get better. So
there you go. You see?
Do people come to you with that mindset more so than just curiosity?
Well, you know, quite honestly, after they've gone to my site, so many people are awakening and so many people are getting it because it's just where we are. This is it. This is the timeline on Earth where we are to awaken. So people are beginning to question. They're questioning their lives. They're questioning their jobs. They're questioning religion. And so if they're seeking, realizing there's something more, I may not be quite sure what that something more is, but I know there's something more. You see, we are 99% energy and 1% matter. And that sliver, that 1% matter, has us in an illusion, believing ourselves to be this solid, believing ourselves to be only physical, not understanding that there's reincarnation, that will come back lifetime after lifetime, not understanding that this is all about expansion and life lessons and get the lesson and move on. And we've chosen our soul family to experience these life lessons with and to play these scenarios out with, all of these things. But now people are beginning to realize that this is real, and so they'll seek out. They're like, okay, I understand, and there's something that's stuck in me, and I'm feeling like there's somewhere that I'm stuck, whether I'm stuck in my job, I'm stuck in my relationship, my health is stuck. There's something more, and I want an answer. And so they find me. They find me, and we're able to work through their stuff, whether it be doing mentoring with them. You know, when I have packages where I do mentoring, and I actually created these lessons where I give you homework and I have you work things out and we discuss it and we move you through these stages of consciousness that you alluded to earlier in the introduction. You know, we're trying to balance ourselves. And so what does that balance look like? That balance is, folks, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We are not physical beings having a spiritual experience. And so that's what that balance has to be. We have to tap back into the reality that we're spiritual and that we came forth to expand, that we came forth, right, to become more love, to come back into harmony and the balance and to return back to that divinity that we stepped forward from, but we fell. And now we have to rise back up, do the work to clear, to let go, to get off autopilot, to raise our consciousness, to raise our awareness, to be ever present that God is in, through, and through us, around us all the time, to be able to get the tools to tap back into that, right? And so when you're out of balance, it's going to show up. Remember, as above, so below, as within, so without. So that being out of balance, and it shows up as dis-ease, it shows up as lack of limitation, of not having your stuff, not having enough. That's all an out of balance. And it has to show up that way but first it was created inside of you. So I teach you, I clear and help you to balance what's going on inside, meaning your thoughts. What are you vibrating to? Because a positive thought, it's going to lead you to a positive emotion, which will then lead to a positive result or outcome. A negative thought is going to lead you to a negative emotion, which will then lead you to a negative outcome or result. So we have to be stewards of our thoughts. And so a lot of people live on autopilot and they don't know how to do that. So that's what I do in my work. I teach you how to get off autopilot. I teach you how to start to pay attention to your thoughts before it comes into a negative emotion leading to a negative result. So we learn how to undo those things. We have to deal with the inner child. And what seeds, what programs did you take as an inner child? Did you find yourself worthy? Did you feel loved by your parents and nurtured, right? What's your belief around money? Are you worthy of money? Or is, you know, being a millionaire too much for you? So we have to look at all those things and begin to peel away layer by layer by layer of all that stuff that you've taken on, whether from childhood or a previous lifetime, whether you believe in previous lifetimes or not, it doesn't matter. It's still real. And so it's peeling away those layers and allowing for the possibility of who you are as a divine being to start to come through, and then healing and working with that, letting go energetically of all of these things that are emotionally and energetically holding you back. Again, we're 99% energy. So we have to deal with the energy body, and that's what I do, deal with the energy body. And then on top of that, through this divine gift, able to, once we've cleared all those layers and raised your vibration and your frequency and actually gifted with being able to bring in one's light body, these are those higher aspects of yourself that are so waiting to move back into you. And so it's beautiful to be able to get a person to that place, recognizing, I am a spiritual being now, and so that's what I do. Step by step, moving you through this process. I offer webinars based on my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And so you can go to my website and see all sorts of different products and tools and services that I offer, all designed to take you from lack, from fear, from guilt, from shame, to I am divine, I am love, I do matter, I have a voice, I have a purpose.
So, Doc, we run out of time quickly here, and I'm going to have you back on the show because there's so many more things I want to talk to you about. There is so much that you said that is, you know, our times are changing. And you know, one of the things that I always try to find out on different shows is what the acceptance of that is. And, you know, alkaline water, people look at me like, what are you talking about? And you can get it in your local grocery store in a bottle. You know,
hello.
It doesn't have the same pH as it does if you have a machine hooked up to your sink. Okay, but
I have a machine.
Ways,
love a machine.
Right, and
yep.
So there's ways of doing that where you can still participate. I mean, I can buy a 50 ounce bottle with a 9.0 pH in the bottle when I test it on a strip. But the thing of it is, it's $1.50 for the bottle, so it's not expensive. It's just a choice to be, well, as I mentioned, obedient to the changes that are taking place in your own life that you want to make and watching what's going on around you. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. So what I'd like to do is make sure that you tell everyone how they can find you, give them all the information, how they can plug into your webinars, and I know that you speak. How can they get you to come to their area and speak? Okay, so give them all the information.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tony. So again, the name of my book is You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, and you can find that on Amazon. My website is simply dradvij.com. So that's www.dradvij.com. So that's dradvij.com. And on my website, you can find everything from the sessions that I offer to the packages of sessions that I offer to my webinar coming up. And the webinar is going to be on my event calendar where it's going to say You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening webinar. Also, there is a form on my site where if you want to have me come to your town to speak, it's right there on my website, Dr. Advij. You fill it out and my booking agent will contact you. I'd love to come and speak. I do workshops. I teach people how to get off autopilot. I do energy work. So you can sign up and I can come and do a workshop in your area or speak and just help you to awaken, help you to let go, help you to peel away those layers. So again, www.dradvij, and all of those forms, all of those links are on my website. Thank you.
Awesome. I will be reaching out to you off the air. There's a few things that I want to make sure that I help you market because, like I said, I'm very passionate about your passion to help others. I've experienced it myself, and, you know, I had the pleasure of finding the Lord 6 years ago through an 8-year battle with my health, and I believe that I don't have Crohn's anymore. I believe that I've been healed by a bigger being than a doctor. So we're going to stay in touch and learn more about how we can help market what you're doing, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Be well. You do the same. And, folks, we're going to take one short break. We're going to bring back my second guest. This is a friend of mine, and I say a friend because we've been corresponding for a while. I've never met him. He's in a different city. I'm in Houston, and he's in Nashville. We're growing a friendship just like Dr. Edgewitz and I are starting to do now. And I believe that if you're out there and you're listening to this show, you need to make sure that during your day, one of the things that you need to do is stop and meet new people or go back and visit the people you've already met and start building a relationship with them so you can help grow your business, your friendship, and yourself. Because without it, well, it's going to be lonely. To this here short break.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
All right, we just finished up an interview with Dr. Eswig, and I know I'm not saying her name correctly, but I just can't pronounce it. So anyway, what I'd like to do is make sure that you go visit her website. I'm going to spell it out for you, DREDWIGE.com. She's out of Las Vegas. This is an incredible story. Learn more about her as she took a career of singing from a situation that happened in her life and her travel. Something that, well, she wasn't planning on taking place. It just happened. She got into a car accident. And what took place from there was amazing. So if you're just tuning into the show, make sure to go back to workshop-wednesdayswithans.com and listen to the replay. But learn more about Dr. Eswig's incredible story. Now, my second guest I mentioned is a friend. Is a friend that I've been growing a relationship with kind of week to week as we participate in the same organization as two different teams of people. What I'm really excited about with him today, and what was cool about what Dr. Eswig was saying before in the first interview, we come across a lot of changes in our world on a daily basis. Things are different. She does holistic healing. Doctors are needed, but the healing process is a little different, and it's a new age. It's a new thing taking place. So today we're going to talk to a friend of mine named Alan Delaney, and as I mentioned, he's out of Nashville, and we're going to talk about something, well, that I've been kind of excited about and learning more about on a weekly basis. It's called cryptocurrency. Now, I know a lot of you out there might have heard of Bitcoin, but I read somewhere that 80% of the people in the United States have never heard of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. So I just want you to know, I don't know a lot about it, but I brought on an expert that knows a lot more than me, and we're going to see how he can talk to you about the different things that cryptocurrency is doing, how it's being accepted by the public, and the banking system. So without wasting any more time, welcome to the show, Alan.
How are you?
I am doing awesome, man. Thanks for hanging in there and being on our show today and taking time out of your day to be a part of this.
You bet. Boy, I sure did enjoy the first guest, and a lot of the things that you said in the very beginning there made me actually write down my word, and I've been thinking about this word for some time, so I'm going to share it with you. My word is courage. I want to, in the businesses that we're in, that a lot of people depend on us to lead them, and without courage, you can't do that. So I want to be able to sharpen my courage skills as best I can. Thanks for that little tidbit. There was another one there that I wrote down as well. I think I texted you about that one. But the phrase head trash to me is just probably the best thing I've heard in a year. I just love it. Thanks for that.
Well, you know, I always tell people, don't go upstairs by yourself. You know, you don't want to go there alone. It's not pretty. I know in my world, you know what I mean? As I try to be a better me every day, it's an ongoing challenge. And, you know, one of the things that that I deal with is the voice, the nerve, the noise, the trash, all that stuff that's up there that gets in our way. And, you know, I've learned from following the Lord that Satan plays in that playground, and that's okay, you know. So as long as I understand what it is, as long as the people out there understand that it's a temporary voice or it's a temporary thing, you can make changes by being obedient and courageous and all kinds of things if you make some choices that allow you to do that. So anyway, as you mentioned, in the business that we're in, it does take courage, just like in any type of business. You could be opening up your own fitness gym or, you know, holistic healing or a printing company. It takes courage to step out of the normal thing. You know, one of the things, Alan, that I have found in coaching with business owners is that people are more afraid of success than they are failing. So, you know, it's kind of crazy because if they fail, it's okay. It's accepted. So a lot of times people get involved in things and a business and it doesn't go the way they planned it right away, so they jump off board because, well, it's acceptable. So before we start talking about cryptocurrency, I want to talk a little bit about Alan. Tell me what it is that you have, what's your background?
All right, well, before we jump off into that, I did want to touch on one more thing that you just said. It's funny how conversations are threads, you know, and you tug on it and you go in a certain direction. But I want to share a book that I read. I'm going on my third read of it, and I would recommend it to anybody. And it's a Napoleon Hill book, which is a fantastic author that most of us that are into personal growth and development have read. But this book is called Outwitting the Devil. And when you say, don't go upstairs alone, boy, I'm telling you, this is one of the best books that you can read to know just how the devil is at work in our lives every single day. The crooks and the crannies and the crags, he's like sand, he's like water. He can work his way into your life if you let him. And that book really does open a lot of eyes. And, boy, it's a manual for me. I've read it a number of times. And like you say, anybody who makes a decision to try to be the best them they can be, and they open their minds to learning, regardless of age, color, education, or anything else, there's just a wide open world out there for them to realize that there is. God didn't make any mistakes. And we are all perfect creatures, but we certainly have to practice it, or it's very, very easy to take the wrong path. So that said, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I have been, I've had a life that's been very interesting. I'm a very analytical person, probably to a fault. Sometimes I catch myself doing things and going, oh my gosh, stop stacking your socks in the same order, you know, or whatever it might be that seems, you know, myopic, but that's my personality. And that has led me to a very interesting career. In the late 90s, I've been in sales pretty much most of my life because I felt like it was the best way that I could support my family. If I could lift the lid off of my earnings potential, that was something that I was very interested in. So I studied sales under Tom Hopkins, Brian Tracy, and all of the greats. But I had just gotten worn out, Tony, in the late 90s, actually more probably towards the mid-90s. But there was this thing coming out called the World Wide Web. And, you know, the very I'm going to age myself right now, but I can remember logging on with a 2400 baud modem to America Online and pulling up the very first website through their portal, if you will. And I was reading a website that was nothing more than words on a page with a red line across the top. But what really got me was that the author was from Sweden. And I can remember saying to my wife, we were living in Corona Del Mar, California at that time, holy smokes, if this guy can put his thoughts out there on the internet, I have to learn how to do this. So I taught myself, self-taught, no formal schooling in how to, you know, leverage the internet or build websites or anything else. And I just studied it because I wanted out of sales that bad. I thought it would be very interesting to be able to earn the kind of money that I wanted, you know, with a skill like that. So flash forward, I taught myself how to do that. I actually built Dave Ramsey's first website and many of his business partners here in Nashville. By this time, we were, you know, we had been transferred to Nashville with my work, and I was doing that on the side. That led to a great career in the IT world. I've headed up teams of developers with a software company called Integrated Store Solutions, where we wrote enterprise-level web-based software for Best Buy, for Target, for Circuit City, for Home Depot, for Lowe's, big, big companies, and I spent a lot of years doing that, actually managed to work my way up all the way from the broom sweeper guy all the way up to the chief operating officer of that software company. It wasn't a big company, probably $15 million in gross revenues, but that kind of set me on the path for what we're doing today. I've just always had an interest in anything digital. And I'll be the first to tell you, not everything on the web is a better way. there was a great magazine that was used to be out. It was called The Web Layer the Old Way. And some things are just better done on paper, but I'll be honest with you. I do look at everything digital, and so that's where we are with cryptocurrency. It's an amazing, amazing new tidal wave, tsunami, if you will, that's headed our way.
So let's talk about that. It's a good segue in. I've been involved in cryptocurrency now, I guess, from going on 9 weeks, maybe closer to 10. And when I first got into it, it was kind of like pronouncing the doctor's name in the first interview. It was a foreign language to me. And what I found was that I knew nothing about it. I had heard of Bitcoin because about 4 years ago, my wife mentioned something to me about Bitcoin, and I was like, yeah, you're crazy. And then, as we got involved more in cryptocurrency, I found out what Bitcoin really was, what it did. I found out I was crazy, so for not listening more. And so a lot of times, and I'm going to use an example of my radio shows. You know, we've been doing radio for 7 years, and everyone is very big on podcasting now since a gentleman named John Dumas came alive with podcasting, and internet radio has been around since the early 2000s, but no one really knew that. In just the same way, people were able to communicate with people all over the world through an internet radio platform, and it got really popular, and it's getting even more popular. But, it was foreign to me as well. When someone said, hey, why don't you do an internet radio show, I kind of chuckled. I said, that's pretty funny. You know, what? And so in today's world, people still ask me, what channel do I get that on in my car? And I'm really excited that now they can listen to it in their car through their phones. But, 5 years ago, you had to say 4 or 5 times, no, it's on the internet. And they had this funny look on their face. So when I got into cryptocurrency and learning more about that, I learned about all the different things that have taken place way back when internet, maybe like AOL came out, and
yeah.
There's been changes going on. And so I want to talk to you today because you're well-versed in these changes with cryptocurrency and how it's working. So I want to touch on that, what you know about it, how did you learn about it, what do you think about it?
Well, gosh, man, that is an open-ended question. I'll do my best to keep it short and sweet. My friends that know me know that I probably can talk for 7 minutes without taking a breath, but I'll try and avoid that here. Cryptocurrency, and more specifically Bitcoin when it got started, started by a guy named Satoshi Nakamoto. I think they've discovered this guy, or at least they think they have, as a Australian businessman. For a long time, nobody, in the internet world, in the programmers world, which is where I used to make my living, they like dark corners. They like anonymity. They like, thinking that they've got a leg up. So nobody, I think, in that world really wanted to uncover it. About half the people think that's really the guy, and half the people don't. But the idea was, and a lot of people think that Bitcoin was completely anonymous. That's not true. Not completely anonymous. Now, there is a new coin that has come out with the technology to make Bitcoin, to lay on top of Bitcoin, to make it completely anonymous. That's called Zero Coin. They're testing it now because there are still people out there that want to make sure that these transactions remain anonymous. But, there's so much more to cryptocurrency than the eye can see. And one of the things, there's a great book out there called The Age of Cryptocurrency. It's not for the lighthearted, for sure. It's a thick one. And it goes into a lot of detail about a lot of things that may not seem to matter. But you see, when we talk about public acceptance of anything new, and that's an important part of this, then there has to be, in my opinion anyways, use cases where it solves widespread problems. And that is exactly what cryptocurrency, and there's a number of them now, but that's what Bitcoin does for sure. And And one of those big problems is in our and think about this logically, in our third world countries, in our places that are not teeming with an economy where there's people that are wealthy, banks don't build buildings there. Banks don't have branches there. These people are referred to, and this is a story that kind of broke my heart because I'd never really thought of it before. You know, I mean, it didn't make its way out of my head trash, let's say. And quite frankly, they're called the unbankable. And I started thinking about it. And I'm like, wow, you know, that really makes sense. I mean, something I take for granted, you take for granted. We have a menu of banks that we can choose from to go do business with. Well, these people never will. They'll never have a bank account. And cryptocurrency, because it can be conducted on a smartphone, makes these people all of a sudden have a system of trusted exchange where they can have a currency that makes sense. And to me, that is one of the biggest use cases and one of the most amazing things that some of these new currencies promise to solve. But it's the use cases that are going to bring the public acceptance to cryptocurrency for sure.
Okay, so we, you know, I'm lately talking more than I ever talked about cryptocurrency because, as you know, if you want to learn something, teach it, right? So in order to teach it, you really got to do your homework. So one of the ways is I'm able to interview people to learn things. And, you know, as you mentioned, a thread of conversation creates more conversation and more questions and you know, different things of that nature. So one of the things I was listening to somewhere was about Greece. You know, what happened in their economy, how it fell off, and people are actually waiting in line to get a certain amount of money every day, and if the machine runs out, you know, that they're stuck till the next day. And over here in America, you know, the land of the spoiled, we don't even have a clue about any of that. So I think that it's easier for people in other countries to accept cryptocurrency than it is here, because we have no reason. You know, we're, as I mentioned, I found holistic healing because I was in a life-threatening situation. Well, unless you're unbankable, you know, you can go to your convenience store and get a money order. You know, so it's not like right. You can't do a transaction somehow. But there's people in the world that can't do any of that. And is this where cryptocurrency can make a difference?
Without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt, again, I'll refer back to the book, and I love it, The Age of Cryptocurrency. And I'm going to paraphrase here, and I probably will misquote, but I'll do my best. I believe the country was Afghanistan, where women are not allowed to participate in any system of trade or have a checking account or do a whole lot of anything. They're not allowed to have a business. And there was a young lady there that actually opened up a store on Etsy. If you're not familiar with Etsy, it's a site where people go put their artwork, goods, services, whatever it is that they're doing, up for sale. But she couldn't get paid. And she opened up a Bitcoin account, and all of a sudden, this woman was in business. Without it, it would not have happened. So yeah, I think it's a big part of what you know, what Bitcoin or any of these other coins that are out there are going to solve. I mean, it's certainly got a big leg up on any kind of a fiat currency that requires a central managing agency like here in our own country, the Federal Reserve. And you know, unfortunately for us, you know, our dollars continue to be debased. And I heard an interesting statement the other night where someone said that, do you think that your dollar is worth less than it used to be, or do you think it buys less? And I'm paraphrasing here, but the reality of it is things don't necessarily, no, what he said was, you know, do you think the price of things has gone up? Not really. what has happened is the dollar just doesn't buy as much anymore, because we keep just, you know, ad infinitum adding dollars into our economy. And, you know, unfortunately in this country, and I've fallen, until just recent years, I've fallen prey to the same issue, is that we're so brainwashed that tomorrow when the sun comes up and the grass is green and the tires are black and all that stuff, that everything's A-okay. But over time, we've been losing, you know, the liberties that our founding fathers fought for. And you know, the bottom line is our banking system here is not good. We are in debt to the trillions of dollars, you know, and I don't know if people really realize how much money that is, but it's a lot of money. I was doing a newsletter on hashing routines for cryptocurrency, and the next level up is called a quadrillion, and that's one with 15 zeros. It's almost incomprehensible, and I said a little joke in my newsletter. It's incomprehensible unless you're the guys that manage the budget for the United States, and then it's just the next step. But, you know, it's just crazy. And, yeah, I do think that it'll be a big, big use case and how it's going to take place. And another one is this, and I'm super excited about this for all the merchants out there. You know, there's less transaction fees, and because cryptocurrency, regardless of the coin that we're talking about, is like cash, all right, meaning that if I have cryptocurrency in my Bitcoin wallet or in my trading account or wherever it is that I store it, and I transfer that to you, well, now you have it. Just like a dollar in my pocket, okay? That dollar has a serial number on it. If I take it out of my pocket and I give it to you, now you have it. It can't be, there's no way in the world that cryptocurrency can be, you know, compromised, like as in counterfeited or anything like that. So it's a lot like cash. Unlike a digital transaction on a Visa card, MasterCard, or any other credit card, for the merchant, what does that mean? Well, what it means is no chargebacks from Visa, you know, and which I call the ready, shoot, aim method. If I make a call yesterday, or if I make a charge yesterday on my Visa card and I call my Visa card company and I complain, they instantly charge back the vendor, the merchant from which I bought that goods for, and then they find out the real story. Well, there's billions and billions of dollars that are lost by merchants from fraudulent stories like that. Also, just the transaction fees are enormous. A friend of mine used to run an eBay business, and just transactionally, he went out of business. He was selling rocks, you know, for jewelry. It's called the Rock Store, and he was paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a month in transaction fees. Well, this is another thing that cryptocurrency simply does not have. And it settles transactions almost instantly within 10 seconds anywhere in the world. So if I'm buying from somebody halfway around the world, when he hits the push button on transferring his digital currency to me, I've got it. I'm paid. No clearing house issues or anything like that. So it is the next evolution in payment systems. You know, people get caught up on that, but if you look back and you talk about silver and gold and other precious metals, then fiat currency, then credit cards, then PayPal, now Apple Pay, Android Pay, and all the other types of pays that are out there. You've got card companies that are coming out called Coin and several others where you're really going to just carry one card. Well, digital currency is just the next step in the evolution, and it's been happening for a long time. So, yeah, it's coming, guys. You can either get in front of the wave, like you could with the internet, and you know there is it's an amazing opportunity for everybody who's paying attention.
So, you know, there's a lot of information on this that we need to talk about, you and I, on the air. So I want to make an offer to you here on the show. So it's recorded and it's. It's right in front of everybody in God. I want you to come back on the show and maybe twice a month and give me an update or a spotlight or, you know, a little 5-minute spotlight on the newest thing going on, because what I want everybody to do is to learn about OneCoin. OneCoin is what Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin, I say they broke the ground for everybody to come on board. They were the AOL, I guess, maybe. I don't know. They were the start of it. You know what I mean? They might have been the blockbuster.
Right.
That created opportunity for everybody to do different things. And OneCoin is something that you and I are both involved in that has grown faster than any other digital currency out there. So I'm thinking that you need to bring information weekly to the show as an update. Would you be interested in doing that with me?
Yeah, certainly, 100%. I appreciate the faith in me to do so.
Well, you know, you might not like it after a while, but I'm telling you, I'm excited. But, you know, the thing of it is that there's a lot of conversation that takes place with different people. And, you know, I co-host, I'm going to start co-hosting next week on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time here on Tough Talk Radio Network, called Cryptopreneurs Radio. And it's
wow.
about cryptocurrency for entrepreneurs, and it's going to be a weekly radio show. And, you know, I know there's going to be times where you can't make it to the show, but I know that those one or two times we can get someone involved in this organization like Carl or Shanna or someone like that. But I would like to get you to come in here because there's a lot of things we haven't touched on. There's I'll tell you what made me just spit this out loud. Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill's book, this is the third time it's been mentioned to me in the last 2 months. So
you better read it then.
Yeah, that's what I said. I wrote it down as a note to get the book because I've read just about all the Napoleon Hill's books that I could get my hands on. But I'm going to read this here, and it'll be something that I can have an ongoing conversation with you about, which will help build our friendship and our relationship. So to me, that's one of the reasons that I want to buy the book. Plus, it's been told to me by three different people, so it's obvious that even a person not as smart as me could figure out that I need to read the book. So with the cryptocurrency, and I know we're up against the clock and stuff, and we're short time. OneCoin. People can go to onecoin.eu and learn more about that. But what I would like them to do is contact me or you and bring questions so that we could help them through the process, connect them with the people that can make the right answers for them. So tell people how they can find you. I know they can go on Facebook and look at Alan Delaney, and you'll pop up there out of Nashville. But tell them how they can connect with you.
All right. Well, you can connect with me through Facebook, and my Facebook handle is Alan C. Delaney. So www.facebook.com/Alan, or actually it's A. Delaney. I apologize. Or through Twitter at MyCoinLife. That's MyCoinLife. You can actually follow me there by texting to the number 40404, the words follow, then a space, My Coin Life. I also have a newsletter that I'm sending out that is all things OneCoin, and I have a website that hopefully is being launched here pretty soon. It's going to be at MyCoinLife.com. I've been working with a developer now for a couple of months. There will be some more information there. And, of course, my email is A-L-A-N, C as in Charlie, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, at me.com. That's as in me and you. And for now, those are the best ways, but I do have some tools that are coming that will allow people to get in touch with me. And I love hearing from people. I always have said, and I was taught as a child, that you can learn things even from babies. So I love conversation, and I love learning new stuff. So I welcome any and all callers or comers, and I'll help in any way I can.
Okay, so one more thing, Alan. Like, I wanted to say, how long have you been involved in the OneCoin cryptocurrency arena?
Joined date June 30th of 2015.
Okay, so just around 6 months. And in that 6 months' time, did you know anything about cryptocurrency before this was brought in front of you?
I did not. You know, I heard the word Bitcoin, and to be honest with you, when I heard Bitcoin, I knew it was internet money, and I thought, what in the world could internet money be? And, you know, I'm still slapping myself for not paying closer attention. As you well know, Bitcoin was the single largest returning investment in world history in the year 2013, going from 10 cents a coin all the way up to $1,242.03, if you're counting, at its peak. And I heard the word Bitcoin. I go, oh, how cute, bits and bytes. And that, I promise you, that was my response, and that was costly. But in reality, I knew nothing about it whatsoever. But I have a belief that if you're going to get into something, you need total immersion. If I really wanted to learn Spanish, I should move to Mexico City. And that's just the way that I learn, is through total immersion. So when I saw what happened with my OneCoin account in such a short period of time, I just absolutely couldn't stop eating, reading, drinking, everything I could find on cryptocurrency. YouTube is a great resource. A guy by the name of Andreas Antonopoulos has so much good stuff out there. Just a lot of good stuff. So, no, I didn't know anything about it, but I probably know more about it than I want to now.
Well, you know, I just went on the computer and looked up the book, The Age of Cryptocurrency. Okay, and, you know, what I've seen here is, okay, so let's just say that the average Joe out there says, well, you know, these guys don't know what they're talking about, but maybe I want to learn a little bit more. You can get all but I think about 143 of the 356 pages as a preview. So there's enough to read there, okay, that will make you go ahead and spend, I don't know, maybe it's $15 for the book, whatever it cost. But the information is very much there. And also the information's out there that I have found, because when it was first brought to me, you know, I just like, no thanks, you know. And then I started doing a little bit of homework, and they said, well, drug dealers use it, and, you know, it's just a way of doing things illegally. And as I read somewhere a couple months ago, maybe not even that long ago, they were talking about how the internet was considered the same way when it first was developed, that, you know, it was going to be for pornography and for drug trafficking and money laundering. And, you know, I don't want to get into what happens in our banks, you know what I mean? But now, here we are, I don't know, 1990, I think, was when those rumors came out or whatever it was. And here we are 25 years later, and things have changed. And as a boomer, how many things in your life have you seen change that you would have never thought would have happened? So the idea of having cryptocurrency, a digital coin, as a way of spending money, it cannot be overlooked. It has to be investigated. So I hope everyone out there listening to the show today will take the time out to go and understand what this is about. Make your own decisions. Contact Alan, okay, and ask some questions. You can always get a hold of me at tony@tonygambone.com or here at Tough Talk Radio Network by going to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com as well. Folks, we're out of time today. Alan, you know, let's repeat that one word that you said that you were going to use for the year 2016.
Courage.
Courage. I love it. So, folks, pick a word. Select it carefully. Make sure to keep it in front of you, and let us know how it's working by just bringing it down to simple, okay? Don't use the whole sentence. Don't make too big of a commitment, because once you start to fail, it seems like you jump in the pool all the way. Stay on the right side of success by taking small steps and staying focused. And what I like to say is be courageous to be obedient in 2016. Alan Delaney, thank you for your time today, and we look forward to having you back every week with a spotlight moment on OneCoin.
Thanks so much.
All right, pal. Folks, that's our show today. That's a wrap-up, and I just hope that everyone has a blessed week, and see you next week. Remember, the new show next week will be 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then Workshop Wednesdays will be from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you can find more by going to workshop-wednesdays.com or toughtalkradionetwork.com.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.